It was once the Stratford Arms Hotel, built nearly a century ago, and long a sign of the decline of the city. The Western New York Veterans Housing Coalition bought the shell in the early 1980s and turned it into 41 apartments for veterans, part of a series of buildings the agency owns near Main and Utica for veterans. Coalition President COO Celia O'Brien says the structure shows the effects of its years. O'Brien says the $11 million rehab will address basic issues like heating in the roof as the vets' population changes.
More user-friendly based on today's needs, today's technology compared to what it was, 25 years ago. The goal is for us to continue to develop, which we're looking into developing a new project now on the east side, but taking more property and making more housing and making it more family-friendly rather than single male.
The traditional population was single males and some single females. New projects will deal with women with families. O'Brien says most of the money will come from Albany's various agencies, and work will start in the first quarter of next year, with construction taking 3 to 4 months. Some of the units will remain supportive housing for homeless veterans. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.